Welcome, divinely wild ones. Welcome to the womb that is the Womankind podcast, where we connect to all things energetic and beyond the physical realm. I am Narissa, your host, a mind witch, psychic, and divine feminine guide. Join me as we connect with guests from all around the world through enticing conversation on soul connection, witchcraft, the rising of the divine feminine, and cultivating self-growth, love, and worth. Hold on to your broomsticks, we're going high. Oh, hello, darlings. It has been a minute, hasn't it? Lighting myself up some Blue Lotus while I sit back here in my very cozy bus home with a moment, an hour or so to myself. And I thought that I'd just cozy on down and catch up with you all for a podcast episode. And it's been a little while. And life has just been... It's just been catching me like a beautiful gust of wind. And motherhood has been consuming, and self-care has been my priority. So here I am, and sitting here in a whole new dimension of myself, you know, when we feel into our intuitive direction, our instinctual guidance that gives us direction. We're always gifted a place of rest, and that place is a destination, right? We have many destinations on this journey, and it's just a destination to regain parts of yourself, regain memory, regain awareness, regain power. And all of this is our fuel to keep pushing through to truth, our truth. And I think it's been about 3 weeks since I've done a podcast episode, and so much has happened. And I wanted to give you a little download of what my life's been like, because my life is a representation of my work and me processing through my own journey, you know, my own healing, knowing that healing is multidimensional, knowing that healing is painful, knowing that healing draws from our DNA lineage and it draws from our soul's experience in this body and in other body, you know, all of the bodies in which we have embodied. So the DNA in which we have experienced as a spirit, all of these hold placement in our mind. All of these memories hold placement in our mind. And I believe that our mind is the place where spirit and body come together, combined, as you would, like a cake, you know? It's that beautiful place where the flour and the milk can be stirred, and it can create something new. So I do think that there is a very big difference between brain and mind. And, you know, that's a lot of what I teach, I suppose, is mind activation, knowing that our mind is our keeper of not only our brain, which is the representation of body and this body's experience, but also our spirit. And all of the memory and all of the experience and expression that this spirit holds in terms of lives lived in other bodies on this earthly plane. And all of these things, whether it be through our body memory in this physical DNA experience or through our spirit connection to our home, you know, where we come from as a spirit, as a liberated spirit, as energy, but also the experiences that this spirit has also existed in that holds memory, right? And all of these things gift us power, because us aligning to where we are right now has all been a journey to this point. All of the past lives that you have lived are fueling this lifetime, right? Because our mind has access to all of these memories. It has access to our other home, you know, our spirit home, liberated spirit home, which is that pure essence of love, that pure essence of energy and what energy represents in our truth. But also all of the memories in which this body now holds because of the activation in mind of spirit. Like I said, it's like the flour and the milk mixing together to create this cake. The bowl is the body, you know, it's the place of holding. And then we place brain, which is all of what gives us awareness and the ability to articulate and to express. And we mix it with spirit, which, like I said, is a combination of past lives lived in body on earth, as well as spirit knowledge, which is our intuitive guidance, our higher self. So, yeah, I mean, that sums up what I do, right? It's just simply, it's actually quite logical, really. It's realizing that we have the power to access so much through the mind, and also reprogramming our awareness and understanding in terms of the mind is not just brain. The mind is not just body. The mind is a beautiful place of unity between body and spirit. And I really do believe that that is like, that's our function. That's the purpose, right, of human being human. We are the smartest animal, right? Because we have the ability to logically process energy, which gives us the ability to manipulate energy, because we have this amazing power, which is mind, right? And what comes of that, which is brain, which is the logic, which is the putting it all together like the puzzle pieces, you know, creating something of mess, you know. But then we also have access to spirit intuitive guidance, because spirit dances with that logic. And the logic, the brain, is the translator. It's able to translate and then express and gift body the ability to then exude that energy, which is then felt by everything, right? We are magicians of energy. That is humankind. And our conditioning is the conditioning aspect of human being is the disconnection from our power, which is our mind activation, and what that truly means, what that truly represents. Because we've been completely conditioned to believe that seeing is reality. What is here in terms of what can be physically touched, what can be physically felt, is reality. And yet spirit is energy, right? And energy is this earth, because it is keeper of spirit. It embodies spirit. And that's how we have been manipulated, which is the most fucking ironic thing. I mean, what can you do other than laugh? You know, we are so easily manipulated, and yet we are the most powerful manipulators. And that's, you know, and that's because our spirit is not of negative energy, but negative energy is part of what we interact with here. It's part of the game. It's part of the creating the equilibrium. It's a part of the balance in which we are here to establish. And that needs to be experienced to then be understood. This realm in terms of Earth is like the mechanical part of the universe. It's what creates that understanding and that respect, and in that the representation of balance. And it needs to be, a machine needs to be a part of everything, right? Everything that cycles and processes has something that is the place of work, you know? And in the human body, that's the mind, right? So the body is just a representation of everything. Everything has to have something in which is like the filtering, the thing that does the work behind the scene. And that is what this realm is. So, yeah, coming back to a little download of what I've been up to and what brought me onto this little tangent, side note, was that we should be constantly pushing forward and pushing through resistance. I mean, because coming back to that visualization of a machine, you know, the turning wheels, we need to be constantly working and pushing through, because that is the role in which we have assigned ourselves. And I mean, I really do feel like it should be ever, ever changing. You should be ever, ever changing. Why should you ever feel as though you need to be the same? Why should we ever expect one another to stay the same? It's such a bizarre philosophy, you know, just the way in which human beings need to feel comfortable to feel safe. They need to feel this comfort to feel safe. And yet we know that safety is an illusion. You know, that representation of a house, if that was representing safety, I mean, just because you close your doors, it doesn't mean that you are safe from all of the bad shit that goes on outside. And yet that conditioned belief gives us this sense of comfort in our reality. And in that sense of comfort, we tend to grow stagnant, right? Because we know that there's this place that creates this sense of safety and comfortability, and then we're programmed to believe that that is a representation of peace. And yet we know all of that is an illusion, because one, peace is found within, and I mean, that is something that you should never have to escape from. You shouldn't have to escape from something. You know, whether it be the outside world, whether it be yourself, you know, putting up all those walls to block yourself from feeling into a trauma or feeling into a discomfort. We put all these walls up and then we feel safety there because we are relying on this illusion, you know. It's just, I just find it incredibly fascinating. I find the mind incredibly fascinating. I find human beings incredibly fascinating. And I know it's funny, like me saying it, like I'm not a human being, but you guys know that I'm actually not a human being. So when I say that, when I say I find it interesting, you know, fascinating, human beings fascinating, I generally do, because even me experiencing being a human is fucking fascinating, you know, watching my mind tick over and knowing that, you know, the work that I do, you know, that my whole work is about creating consciousness, you know, a pathway between conscious and subconscious. It's about reprogramming the mind so that the subconscious isn't something that is this autopilot response, but rather it's something that we can drive conscious awareness to, so that we are then aware of our patternings and our conditioning and our responses in way of our DNA trauma, you know, things in which we may not have embodied in our lifetime, but things in which is held on a cellular level within our body, you know, in the mind, the way that our mind puts all these walls up to protect us from experiencing, remembering trauma, feeling, you know, emotion associated to trauma, because all of these things represent release, and release represents growth, and growth is or has been conditioned to be incredibly uncomfortable and scary and something in which we should avoid. I mean, that's the crux of it. All of it is just this deep fear of new, because we know innately that when we welcome in new, which is growth, we need first to release. And with release, we know that we will experience pain. But you can't grow without the pain, you know? And that's where I always say, you know, truth, she's a bad bitch. She doesn't give a fuck about emotion. She doesn't care if you feel shitty and down and dark. She doesn't care for that, because she is so black and white. It's like, well, this is what it is. This is what it is. And if you don't want to show up, then you don't get gifted all of what you could be. All of what is here for you will not be yours, because you need to do the work. It's so black and white. She's so black and white, you know? And truth is the representation of our higher self, and we are the universe, right? And energy is black and white, you know? It truly is. There is no gray and there's no maybe. And I say it all the time, but it's yes, no, black, white. That's it. So, you know, you have to experience death to birth, and that's just the way it is. You can't expect to welcome in all of this truth in way of you feeling held, you feeling seen, you feeling here, represented here, right? You can't expect all of that. If we see that as like these gift boxes of yourself, and you get gifted these gift boxes by the postman, right? Well, I'm sorry, but the person who's delivering them, which is your higher self, they're not going to post your boxes of self until you've cleaned out all the fucking shit in your cupboards. Like, you've got so much shit, most people don't even know what's in the boxes. They're like, oh, I've just got all of these cupboards full of all of these boxes, all of these rooms full of all of these cupboards, and I don't know what the fuck's in them. But I know it makes me uncomfortable and stressed and very, very vulnerable to unpack all of these boxes, because one, I feel overwhelmed. Two, I have to take self-responsibility for the fact that I'm a hoarder. And three, I have to then physically go through it and release it. And that's a whole fucking process that I'm just not willing or ready to experience. And that's our reality. But then yet, you think that you are deserving of yourself. You think you're deserving of your higher self, your truth, your purpose, your sense of fulfillment, your sense of worthiness. You want to meet people that are a true representation of you, but how can you meet these people? How can you be gifted anything of you if you're holding all this shit that's unworthy of you in your house, taking up your space, taking up all of your energy? It doesn't make any sense. And those fucking boxes, I'm telling you, you're never going to receive them. And you can live a whole fucking life, right? Doing all the things, seeing all the spiritual coaches, going to all the spiritual retreats, doing fucking ayahuasca, doing all this shit, right? Means fuck all if you're not going to implement action. And I don't mean to just blow fire up your ass, but self-responsibility is key. So it doesn't matter, all of that shit's an illusion, right? Yes, you could do ayahuasca, have an incredible experience, meet yourself in truth, meet energy, meet your higher self. Everything's clear. It's a fucking gift that Mother Nature gifts you. So don't shit all over her and yourself by then coming straight back to your conditioned responses And harvesting again that fear to step into the rooms, to open up the cupboards, to grab your little stepladder and start sorting your boxes. Start opening them up. I mean, getting to the door and opening the door, not enough. And that's the representation to me when somebody has a spirit coach and then they become addicted to holding the hand of a spirit coach, right? For example, any coach, anyone who has helped you grow in some way, it's human nature to not want to do it alone. So as soon as you finish your sessions or as soon as you finish the retreat, there's almost this, it's almost an automatic response that pulls you back to that person. And you'll find yourself paying more money to go to another retreat by that person or by another person, or, you know, booking more sessions with that person, or feeling as though you can't actually do the action, which is the work, which is the stepping into the room, which is getting the stepladder, which is using your body to unravel all of these boxes, all of this shit, right? To be self-responsible, see it for what it is. You need somebody to hold your hand through that. Well, I'm sorry, that is not how energy works, and it's definitely not how truth works. Do you really think that she's going to gift you those fucking boxes of yourself? Do you think you'll receive those boxes in the mail that you so desperately want if you're pulling along somebody the whole time because you don't hold the self-trust, the self-worth and love and respect for self to initiate taking those steps to grow on your own? Because it's your journey. It's not their journey. And I'm telling you, the universe is not ticking any boxes just because you process through that sorting with somebody else's help. Mm-mm. Nope. No. No. The whole initiation of self is you get the tools, right? You work with that guide. You do the self work mentally to establish an understanding of how you're going to process through to physical action, right? That's what the spiritual guide, spiritual coaching, all of that work, that's what that represents. It's the mind activation, because it is not their job to do the physical activation. It's not their job to hold your hand and walk you through the physical experience of growth. That is all you, and that is a self-initiation. And that, in that moment when you step into that room, you get the stepladder, you sort the boxes, you bring them down, you go through them, you feel all the feels, you're fucking crying, you're seeing truth. It's a lot, right? It's a fucking lot. I'm not saying it's easy, it's hard. That's the initiation. I mean, the fact that there's literally a million boxes in your house, you know, literally 10,000 cupboards in your house full of these boxes, literally 100 rooms holding all of this shit. The fact that that's even a reality for humankind is, I mean, that's medicine in itself. It's like, well, that's a fucking hard pill to swallow. I know. But what did you expect? That's what happens when you don't do the work. You come back here and there's another fucking room full of boxes. What did you expect? You thought you could just fucking live your life asleep and in this conditioning that you're so comfortable, right? And then you die, you go home and you think, oh, great, I'm liberated, I did my job. No, you fucking didn't, and you fucking know it. The fact that you're here means you didn't do it. So you've got to face truth. You've got to face reality, and the reality is the representation of truth. And you are responsible for that. Only you. You can't fucking blame your ancestors. You can't blame your experience in this life, right? For the hardships, you know, become that victim, stuck in that victim mentality. Because that, I mean, look, there's a whole pool of human beings that live in that place, and you will find comfort there, and you will find condolence there, and you will find connection there. Will you find growth there? Hell to the no, because your projection, which is that, right? I'm a victim. I am not the reason why my life is this way. It is because of my mother. It is because of my ancestral lineage. It is because of my experience. Yeah, well, that is literally what you're going to welcome back as a reflection. So your whole life will just become this lack. I am lacking of myself because of everything and everybody else. No. Energy doesn't work like that, babe. And you fucking innately know it too. So, look, you can live that life. No one's going to stop you. You can live that life. You can live it again. You've lived it a million times. It's easy. Go live it. But I'm fucking telling you, you are not doing yourself on any level any favors for falling back into that natural comfort of conditioning, that natural comfort of blame, right? It's everybody else's fault. It's nothing to do with me. You know that's a representation of ego. You fucking know that. You know, ego holds so many different masks. It wears so many different masks. It plays different roles. It manipulates you in different ways all the time, and it draws on your past lives, which is almost like your weakness, right? Because the past lives in which you weren't able to liberate, you weren't able to push through to that action. I mean, they're all big holes, right, in terms of your self-worth. So those holes represent and gift access to any entity, really. But ego being the representation of negative energy, it's going to slither on in there, right? Slither on in there like the snake that it is. It's not a bad thing, right? And that's another thing. Modern spirituality teaches that ego is negative in terms of demonic and bad, and that we are not worthy of it as humans. Well, guess what? Ego's karma. Ego is a representation of you. It's the holes in which you've allowed. If you did your work, then, well, there's no way for ego to come into your house because you know the face of it. You know every face of it. Not only that, you're very clear of your entry points. So if you don't have holes all over your fucking house and you have one door that's locked, how the fuck does ego get in? It doesn't. So it's a karmic experience, ego. And it has so much to teach you when it shows its face and you are able to recognize it, right? Because the easiest way to recognize ego is whenever we put blame onto something else. So whenever we put our self-responsibility outer, you know, we put it onto something that is outer, out of body, out of spirit, in terms of ourself. So, I mean, simply, that is the easiest way. Whenever you blame somebody else, you know, whenever you blame experiences, when you blame energy, oh, somebody psychic attacked me. You know, that's one I hear all the time. I feel as though I've been psychically attacked. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Again, karmic response. If you've been psychically attacked, it means that you are energetically vulnerable, which means that there is something in which you need to patch up, babe. So it's really easy to learn from ego because you literally take the experience in which you felt it, right? So whether that be taking of your energy, whether that be the dish out of blame, the lack of self-responsibility in whatever way it translates, you go back and you dissect that exact experience. Who were you with? What were you doing? What was the emotions that were running through your body? And you dissect it, literally limb from limb. How did that come into me? How did that experience take from me? What were the feelings and the emotions and the words are spells. What were all of the things in which played out for that happening to take place into reality and now affect me energetically, physically, emotionally, spiritually? So much to learn from it. But again, we don't want to take self-responsibility because that's work, right? It's more work. All right, I'm going to stop because I feel like I've been blowing fire up your ass, which I have. I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's just my spirit's natural way. It's truth, right? I'm truth. I'm going to say it how it is. And, you know, it's not a sugar-coated pill. It's fucking harsh and it fucking hurts. But that's your medicine, babe. So, coming back to where I've been and talking about, again, our processing, right? It should constantly feel as though we are. I mean, you can paint it anything you want to, but it is evolving. And when I say evolving, I mean your spirit is taking up more space in this body, in this earth. So rather than you responding so much to expectation and conditioned responses and projections and expectations, you rely more on your instinctual, intuitive guidance and knowing. It's kind of like right now, you know, when I'm talking, I'm not thinking about what I'm saying. It's just coming out because my brain, my logic is in no way, it knows it's not allowed in this space. It knows it's not allowed truly in most of my life, right? Because my spirit drives my mind. It's very aware of the pathways and the conditioning and the ego. But that's because I've done the work and because I'm an alien. I feel like it's important for me to always reiterate that because I really do feel as though I'm not a human in way of like I don't have the layers, but I am here to liberate those layers by teaching this ancient knowledge that we are master manipulators, and that translates to master manifestors. Because really, manifesting is simply just, it's awareness of energy and direction, right? So, I've been processing through a lot. And, I had this experience recently on some shrooms. Not a lot, just a really mild dose. At a sound bathing experience that I took my husband to for his birthday. And they'd set the room up with these really giant speakers. So there was one in each corner of the room. And then they had these two beautiful women come in and do live sound bathing with vocal and looping. And it was magical, you know, instruments. So we were under these blankets. They set up like these little cocoons for everybody on a mat and tucked up in a blanket and cushions and very dim lighting and just experience sound, right? Which is a frequency of energy. And it was the first time. Yeah. And I can say I have met Lilith many times, and over the years, I've really gained knowledge, and knowing that gaining knowledge is really just comes down to trusting. So when you have dreams and when you have those intuitive impulses and intuitive guidance and knowing, all of these things that come through us all the time, gifted from our spirit, you know, this memory and this connection, we're able to learn about our spirit, and we're able to learn about our power, and we're able to draw on past life experiences and all of these things, right? Which make up healing in way of the multidimensional healing that we experience as human bodies. You know, knowing that healing is a constant journey, it's not just one destination. You're never going to feel all of a sudden like, oh, I'm fulfilled, I'm fucking healed. It's like, no. It always feels like scars, you know. It's never going to feel virgin. It's always going to be new. So it's learning to adapt with the body that you are now holding after you've been able to heal the broken wound, and your body's been able to, you know, heal that skin. And it's a scar. And that's what healing is, you know. That's the visualization of healing. You're then left with something that feels different. And there's memory associated to it. So much pain. So much liberation. But all of these things are held together and it creates this new sense of being, right? It gives you a new sense of awareness. It gives you new power. It gives you new power in way of direction and ability, because you realize what you are actually capable of and what you are actually able to draw from, which is powerful, because we can connect to anything, right? And we can draw from anything. What is time? Time, it's another, you know, that's just another box to disconnect us from our power by making us feel as though it's only one-dimensional, but it's not. Time is actually nothing. Earth is processing through seasons, and so our bodies process through seasons. You know, they grow old just as the trees do. But trees don't die. They release their leaves, they grow new leaves, and we are the same. So that whole, you know, our whole awareness, our conditioned awareness on death is a representation of that, you know, this time, that time is to a point, it's to a destination, and that is it. But yet, if we look at a tree, you know, Mother Earth as our guide, as our mirror, we know that it always cycles and that death is a part of the cycle for birth. So, and yet time creates this expectation that once we leave this world, we are no longer here. And there is this fear because we don't have this sense of knowing. And yet death is represented around us every single second of every single day. And do you see, you know, when a tree dies, does it die? Even when it falls down and the roots are pulled out, it's never dead. It becomes a home for the living. It becomes food for the living. And then from there, on a very deep level, you know, seeds are dispensed. On a very deep level, energy is dispensed. It's picked up by other things and you will always live on, right? A tree never dies. And it's the same for us. And yet, because we don't have that physical visualization, there's a physical, you know, projection, because it's not something that's projected in front of us. This is what happens to a human when it dies. Because we don't have that, and because of time and what time represents, this to a destination, which we know is not true, because there is never a destination. We are a cycle. Everything is a cycle here. The world is a circle. We cycle through seasons, and that is also a circle. Everything is processing from death to birth, birth to death, constantly. There is no such thing as linear. What the fuck is linear? Linear is ego. Linear is ego. It's like the place to nowhere. It's the empty well. It's like, oh, fuck. We just keep going into blackness? Where am I walking to? It's not a thing. It's not real. And I mean, I know this is a side note, but I just find it so interesting that we have all of these representations of cycling around us. The fact that the world is a circle. I mean, and we're so smart. We've been able to, you know, as humans, we've been able to gain that knowledge that the world is a circle. The earth is a circle, you know, that the earth cycles, which means that it's constantly completing a circle. We've got all of these representations in spiral and circles all through nature, which is literally what we subconsciously download from the moment that we're born. And yet, because of our conditioned response to focus on what we see in terms of what we download in way of energy, right? Because that's actually what it is. Because we can see these circles. We can see cycling. If we really want to, we can actually see that that is a reflection of us, right? Because we are of Earth. So we are projecting our reflection. We are that. We are the cycle. That is us. We're just an extension of Earth, just as a tree is, right? It's all a part of the same thing, or all a part of one. And yet, because we've been conditioned to live in this egoic energy, we focus on linear, which is empty, which is why so many people come from that place of lack, because it's empty. And yet, if you just could reprogram your mind to process through cycle constantly, you'd realize that even when things feel scary because they're new, even when things feel, you feel vulnerable stepping into that new, it's just a process to something in which needs to be let go to welcome in something in which is new and deserving of you. Right? And that, I mean, even in that visualization there, it creates so much more peace with growth in terms of our response to growth. If you knew that when we walk into something that is new and uncomfortable and reaching past something that we know, if we could see that, you know, as a representation of a circle, and then we see that as the seasons, you know, that we have to make space to welcome in for something that is a part of completing, then it doesn't seem so scary, because we know that to walk forward into something that we feel uncomfortable to experience, we feel vulnerable to experience, by walking into that space, we know that we're going to reach this place that gifts us this peace, you know, because we actually don't have to do that much. We just need to trust the process, and the process is the cycle. And once we reach it, then, you know what it's like when you grow past something or you heal past something, and you know that the key ingredient is trust. It's the trust in walking into that vulnerability in that moment that you're like, oh, but that, what I've been in, you know, where I've come from, this stagnant pool, this old relationship, this DNA trauma, whatever it is, this story that you have downloaded and been telling yourself, you know, since you were a young child, once we choose to liberate ourselves beyond that box, beyond that stagnant pool, and we walk forward trusting that we're deserving of more, just simply that, all of a sudden, the world, you know, the universe, the earth, it takes over for us. It's like, okay, that's all I need you to do. I just needed you to shift the energy, to make space, you know, to trust. And it, you know, people always say it felt like it just fell into my lap. Like all of this perspective and awareness, it fell into my lap. And it's like, of course, because the only thing you need to do is just to trust and to move through. And just starting to see it as a cycle creates so much more ease and so much more peace, because it's something in which your spirit recognizes. It recognizes it. And your body fucking knows it, because your body is of earth. So it's like it's a deep longing for body to be understood as a cycle. So once you gift that, you start seeing things in circles. Everything is a circle. One, I mean, I don't know about you, but circles give me a sense of peace. It's like fulfillment. It's like completion. You know, there's like this, a circle. It's like, whoa, it's protected. It's held. It's safe. It makes sense. And that's because that is your one, it's your body response. It's the body memory of recognizing that that is body, because body is earth. But two, spirit knows that once you have that understanding, then it's very capable of moving through with its own empowerment, right? Its own knowledge, its own memory, its own ability. It's able to guide you through that. You know, because you haven't chosen this body for no reason, right? Your spirit is very capable of healing in way of cycling. It's very capable of releasing and welcoming in. It's actually completely qualified. It's very qualified to experience all of what this body is resisting in terms of conditioning and holding on to in way of conditioning, in way of our DNA lineage and our DNA, our ancestral trauma and wounding, which is all of, they're the boxes, right? They're the boxes that we were speaking about earlier. So, yeah, coming back to what I've been experiencing. Yeah, so I had this beautiful, very beautiful light trip, but it was the first time that I've actually met my mother and father. So I've, like I said, I've had many connections with Lilith before, and Lilith has come to me in many dreams. The moment that I actually initiated, I suppose it was the self-initiation of, it was reclaiming my power. I had this beautiful, profound dream of two snakes chasing me, and basically one was white and one was black. And I knew in the dream I had to succumb to the fact that I was going to be bitten by these snakes because I couldn't run fast enough away from them. They would find me. And in very early in the dream, I remember, okay, I had a moment where I had to find peace with the fact that both these snakes were going to find me and bite me. And I just had to be at peace with that reality. And so I did. I stopped running. I stopped, I suppose, hiding from these snakes. And the white snake, when I sat down on a couch, the white snake very slyly bit me through the cushion. And it was like hiding in the fabric part, you know, in front of the cushion. And I didn't know it was there and it bit me. And when it bit me, I intuitively knew, I almost felt pity for this snake because I was aware that it was a coward and that with that energy, because it was not, I suppose, standing in its truth, it wouldn't affect me in way of, it was not poisonous to my body, whether or not it was venomous. It didn't matter. It wasn't going to affect me because of its energetic nature. And then this black snake literally like made a fucking just the fastest run for me, like if a snake had legs, just slithered so fast in a straight line to me, and it just leapt up and bit me straight on the face. And straight in the bite, I just saw on like this telepathic, which is the way that I communicate with my higher self and with my home. It's all telepathic. So it's almost like a translation. My mind translates it so that my body can understand it, so that my brain, my logic brain can understand it. But it's through this telepathic soul conversation. And it just said, Lilith. And then the next minute in my dream, I'm laying on the ground and I was completely at peace with the fact that I was dying, that this poison was taking over my body, and I just succumbed to it. I mean, at the start of the dream, I succumbed to it. I knew it was going to happen. So it was like this deep, deep, deep peace with death. And I knew that I was dying. And everybody around me, all the people in my life, were running around frantically trying to get their hands on an anti-venom. And every time one of them, so all the people that are in my life, they would get it. But it was frantic energy, frantic, anxious, fearful energy on their part. And every time that they would bring this anti-venom to me, different things would happen. One would drop it. One time there wasn't enough. It was the wrong anti-venom. All these things. And I was laying there and I couldn't talk. And I felt my whole body, I felt my heart stopping and slowing. I felt my limbs heavy. I couldn't move my mouth. I couldn't talk. And yet I was so at peace, and my spirit was saying, just let me go. It's okay. I'm okay with dying. And yeah, I died. It was this profound self-initiation, and I woke up and I just knew. I just knew that I was here. I knew that in that moment, in that dream, in that gift of conscious awareness of self, I was fully here in way of, I felt like I woke up and I realized I'd reached this point where I was able to identify my conditioning. I'd done so much work and only gifted the perspective of it after this dream of all of the ancestral healing that I had been doing from a super young age. And it just flooded through me. And I actually was super emotional because I realized that even as a young child, I was processing energy on a really, 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 really deep level. And not just feeling it empathically, but actually releasing it and creating new space, recycling, renewing and refueling. And then I'd been working so hard my whole life. You know, I'm 31. So I had this awareness that it was almost like I have reached this point. I woke up and I knew, and it all flooded through me, all of my past lives, this experience, all of it, all of this overflowing flooding of you are completely driving your body, as in my spirit is completely driving body right now. And this deep sense of power and awareness in that, that I was actually at a point where I was able and am able to expand on such a profound level, you know. So that was my first, I mean, I've had Lilith come through me spiritually, and in many different ways I've interacted with her, particularly since giving birth. So probably around the, I reckon 24 mark, when I was pregnant, I started having these experiences. With past life activation and spirit animals and all of this intuitive awareness that was just flooding back. And I've always had a profound ability and sense of self and self-worth and self-trust and deep self-love. And so I never, ever, ever, ever have questioned any of the gifts that I've been given over my life. And I've always trusted them. Even if they scared me, I've always trusted them. Because I know what I am and I know that I am light. So I've had Lilith in my life for a very long time. She's been in my life since she's part of my spirit. She's been a part of all of my physical lives embodied in that representation, but she's of my spirit, you know. And this rooms trip, I, for the very first time, really witnessed her as my mother, which was so profound. And there was almost this fear of myself when I saw her, because she showed herself the way in which the earth sees her to be. And she's the crone energy. She showed herself to me as this very old and withered tree, which had these long fingernails and, you know, to the eye, to the egotistical eye, quite scary, you know. And she showed herself to me, and I knew innately that it was me. And there was this, I suppose, the way in which the earth sees me, this fear of myself in terms of from the earth's perspective, not from my own perspective, because I know who I am, but from the earth's perspective, it was like this very clear understanding that there is a little bit of unease with me being here and me being of her, and the almost like you are allowed to be here, but you're actually not a part of this realm whatsoever. There's like, it's almost like I felt like it's like, you know, like a loophole, like a loophole in the contract where it's like, oh, well, I suppose legally she's allowed to be here, but just so we know, just so we're all aware, not really comfortable with you here. Such a vibe. So it was really interesting because I had this insight, and then I experienced my mother and my father. So I'm talking on my spirit level, and I've always known this. I think I've also often said, I've said to you all before, you know, the Grim Reaper, death, is a very big part of me and has been around me for a very, very, very long time. I have memories as a child of experiencing death as an energy, And when I would talk to people about it when I was younger, I remember it used to freak my mum out. The things that I would say things, this deep comfort with death. And it's always been a big part of me. And I've always said that we are old friends. I've had this deep connection with death and I feel death on me all the time. I've always had this feeling that I'll die young. And there's just this knowing that it's just a very big part of me. And this was the very first time that I actually experienced what death actually is to my spirit. And yeah, it's a kind of emotional for me because it was the first time. And whenever I felt death, when death has come forward to me in a reading, when death has come forth to me in guidance or in a dream, the very first feeling that I always get in terms of my translation from, you know, to translate through my logic to create whatever the energy represents in a feeling of emotion, I always get gifted this memory of my father carrying me in from the car at about age 3 to my bed, you know, like a late night transfer. And that's the memory that I always get gifted when I am in death energy. And this was the first time that I actually was able to meet death for what it represents to me as a spirit, and that is Father. And I saw the Grim Reaper laughing, and it was so familiar. And in the soulful telepathic communication in which I feel energy, he said to me, it's not really words, it's a feeling, it's like a telepath, it's a soul conversation. It was like, I'm your father. And he was laughing. And I could just see his skull and then a black snake slithering through his eyes and his mouth and his nose, all of the parts of the skull. And then I just had that telepathic soul connection and awareness that this is my mum and my dad, that I come from wild and death, and wild being Lilith and death being Grim Reaper. And that is actually what my soul is made of. My soul is made of wild essence and of the death that is necessary for birth, the keeper of birth, you know, which is death. And just gifted me this beautiful sense of peace because it's the first time that they have shown themselves together to me, and I knew that they were together. I knew that they were my parents, you know. I telepathically, just intuitively knew through what they were saying to me through my soul, just that you are our child and you are of us. And there was this beautiful sense of peace seeing them entwined together. So, I mean, this is what I mean by constantly reaching these points of peace, you know, when we trust the walk and we keep pushing forward through the resistance of conditioning, through the discomfort, through all of these expectations and all of this illusion, which is this physical, you know, this physical illusion that we get fed, that is it. When we keep pushing through that and trusting that there is more, that we are of more, that we are capable of more, we reach these places of home. And that's why I say, you know, healing is not linear, because it is constantly cycling to this place of rebirth, right? But to rebirth, you have to trust the release. And I suppose that has been what this podcast episode is as well. It's been about that, hasn't it? It's been what it was and what it was meant to be. And that is trusting the process. And what is the process? And the process is a cycle, and it is not a line. That healing is not linear, that healing is multidimensional, and that healing is a cycle, which means that there will always be pain with release, but there will always be that sense of fulfillment with birth. But to make space for birth, you must trust the release, even if it hurts, which it will, which it is supposed to, because that is the energetic consequence. Right? There has to be the balancing, coming back to the start of this conversation, the balance of this realm. It has to be balanced somehow. Energy has to be balanced. And the way that we express energetically is generally, as human beings, it's emotionally. So pain is a part of the release. Pain is a part of the healing. It has to be felt. It has to be experienced for us to be able to experience fulfillment in terms of welcoming our spirit home in way of taking charge of this experience, expression, this body, which is of earth, allowing body the actual ability to trust spirit. The only way that body will ever trust spirit is when spirit drives it into what is good for it, not necessarily what feels good, but what is actually good for it. And yeah, body's going to kick up a fuss. It always does, because it's lived in a stagnant pool for so long. It's lived in an illusion, and all of this disbelief of what healing actually is, and what, I suppose, what life is, what this experience is. It's such a conditioned response. It's such an illusion. And yet it's created this home and this sense of comfort for body for so long, because it's been lived lifetime and lifetime and lifetime again. So it has become all that it knows. It has become it. Body has forgotten its cycle. Body has forgotten its abilities. But we control that because we're master manipulators. You have the ability to control that because you hold body and spirit together in your mind. It's simply about creating conscious awareness and pathways to your subconscious, which is the holder of conditioning and your autopilot response, right? The things that you just do because it's just known. You are capable of changing all of that. But the only way that you are ever going to change it is, one, if you trust that you are capable and that you are on the other end, what you're going to feel after the pain and after the release is actually going to be better. That trust. But also the self-responsibility to show up in the physical and do the work. Because that is what this realm is about. It comes back to that machine. It's a physical churning machine of energy. You have to push through it. You have to make the wheels move to process it. That's you. That's your job here. And if you're not going to do it, then you are not going to benefit from all of what you could, and you're not going to heal all of what you have been assigned to, and you are not going to uncover all of what you are. And that is a fucking epic privilege. To be able to experience yourself as a spirit in a body is fucking profound. Again, I know I'm an alien. I know I'm not of here. But at the same time, to be able to see me as a physical representation of my spirit is fucking out of this world, right? I have so many moments where I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck am I? Like, it's like this, what the? The capabilities, the things that come through you. You know, I think all the time, you know, like compared to other past lives in terms of embodiment, will Nerissa be my favorite life lived on earth? Like, will that be my favorite body? Will that be my favorite DNA experience and expression? Well, currently, I think yes. One, I know it's the first time I've been able to express this way. Many lifetimes I have tried to, but my body's either not been able to, my DNA hasn't been strong enough, or literally the time in which I was placed on this earth, it created many, many, many outer hardships in way of murder and seclusion and, yeah, not being able to express. This definitely is my favorite life, but I have so many moments where I'm just like, whoa, like the things that come through me, you know, the perspective, seeing energy, touching every lifetime, doing all of this incredible magic, right? Because it is magic. Manipulation of energy is magic. That's what it is. That's what witchcraft is. It's embodying energy with direction, which is manifestation. And all of you are capable of this. But there is work that needs to be done, and that is painful. Are you willing to show up in pain, knowing that with pain comes this sense of freedom, right? Liberation from the pain, the birth from the death. Are you willing
to trust yourself on such a profoundly deep level that you walk into what feels like an abyss of darkness, knowing that actually that is an illusion. And that actually we are all processing through a cycle, which is a circle, which is protected, which is safe, which is always going to be reaching something. It's not an empty walk to nothing. I love you all. And I have fucking strong faith that you are all capable and doing the work. And it doesn't have to be massive. It doesn't have to feel physically profound, because growth is very modest, right? It's not loud and show-offy. It's subdued. Because it doesn't need to be seen, doesn't need attention. So know that even the very smallest choices that you make to liberate yourself from a conditioned pattern are huge, even though they don't have any physical representation of that. You may not even be able to physically see the implication of that choice. But that's the way growth works. It's not until you reach that point, right? It's like literally autumn to winter, spring to summer. You reach that point of new where you get all this perspective. You're like, oh, that's why my leaves had to fall off. That's why they were going brown, and all this time I was thinking I was just going to die and just perish as a skeleton. And yet now I'm making space for green leaves to fucking grow. Holy shit. You only get gifted that perspective when you've walked through, like I said, what feels like the abyss, which is trust. Just trusting that what you're doing has purpose. All right, I'm going to leave it there. And I'm going to do a little reading for you all. Full moon last night, beautiful time to welcome in a place of release, right? What is no longer worthy of me? Like, what literally is not in any way fueling my growth here? What is taking up space in those cupboards? What is taking up my house in those rooms? Let's start sorting. Like I said, doesn't have to be epic. You can do a fucking cupboard at a time, a box at a time. You don't have to notice it straight away, but it's the process. So yeah, let's do a little reading on that, hey? All right, just gotten my cards out. So let's focus on this full moon vibe. Let's focus on release. Calling forth a little bit of guidance for our rebirth, right? And the processing from death to birth. What do we need to let go of to welcome in? Okay. And guidance card. Woo! Okay. Survive. Okay, Knight of Pentacles. Knight of Pentacles, Hanged Man, Emperor, and the Star. Wow. Big energy, black and white energy, right? No room for maybe, no room for gray. It's this awareness of self-worth. You've reached it. Right? You've done the work. You've gone to war. You deserve to wear the armor that you do. You have been gifted this knighting.
because you are seen and recognized, self-recognized and outer-recognized for your work, your commitment, your ability, your loyalty, a deep sense of trust in terms of, if we're talking from the universe gifting you a fucking pentacle, right? It's like, I see you. That's the vibe. I see you. And yeah, you're right. You're capable. But I'm not only going to gift you the... I'm not only going to gift you the word of capable. You're actually... You are fucking worthy, right? You're fucking worthy of what you want to walk into now because you've done the work, babe. That's the vibe. So where do you want to go from here? Knowing that your intuitive guidance is respected, not only on a self level, but like I said, on an outer level, on a universal level, on a higher self level, your intuition is respected, has been respected. It is strong. So where are you going to go? What's the next move? What do you need to do? What needs to fall away? Trust it, because your intuition knows exactly what needs to go. No matter the pain, right? You got to walk through water, but you know you're able to. So do it. Make the moves necessary. Make the releases. Make the releases happen. Trust it. You haven't come this far to backstep. You're not going to backstep. You know you're not going to backstep. So stop wasting time. What needs to go? It's time to acknowledge it, and it's time to get it out. Unpack the boxes. Do the things. Make the action. Be responsible. Feel the feels. Make the space. But you are just a human. Remember that. Doesn't matter how liberated you are. Doesn't matter how many times your self-awareness, your self-intuitive guidance has gifted you to growth, has gifted and enabled you to experience more of your truth. It doesn't matter. You're a human, babe. You're a part of Earth, which means there will always be that counterbalance. There will always be another energy because that's part of it, right? Don't lose sight of the fact that just because you're wearing armor, just because you're riding a horse, just because you're respected, it doesn't mean you're not going to be manipulated. Of course you are. So don't become too big in your boots, right? Too reliant on your armor that you potentially make space for things to manipulate you in ways that you maybe have forgotten because you, like I said, you're a human. So all of your old conditioned habits, all of the things in which you've been able to push past, they're always going to be there, babe. You don't liberate yourself out of conditioning. You just become aware of it. You just become aware of the tools in which are needed to push through to truth. It doesn't mean that the DNA conditioning, your ancestral lineage, the trauma, all of these things in which you feel as though you've liberated, it doesn't mean it's not there, which means that it needs to be remembered. You can't forget it, because they're like old wounds to the body. Like I said, it's a scar. And we know a scar is pretty vulnerable. it's a vulnerable place. Even though it's healed, it's fucking vulnerable. Nerve endings are different. The skin elasticity is different. Don't allow old knives to stab you in the places that you've been able to be, that you have been stabbed before. So just don't forget, right? Keep that awareness present so that you can continue to walk forward fully protected. You know all the doors in which have been forced open before. So make sure that those doors are very well protected. If we can move through with this awareness, right, which is a part of growth, it's respecting all of what is of us, which is the trauma, which is the all of the energy, right? It's a pretty great place to be. It's emperor. It's grounded. Masculine energy, you know? Very earthbound energy. Very, very grounded and respected. You're sitting on this fucking carved throne. You're layered in these red silk robes. It's a whole vibe. It's respected but deeply humbled energy. Because you've done all the work, you've shown up in all the physical ways, you've been to war many times, you're not fucking big dick king energy, you're the emperor. You've lived it, you've breathed it, you've earned your place on this throne, you've earned the respect of these red robes. And you're fucking proud of the fact that you have worked for it. And walked the walk. You're not taking off your armor. You're still wearing it. And you're proud to show it. Right? That's where you are headed. Emperor energy. It is all about embodiment in a beautiful, humbled, grounded way. I deserve to be here. That is self-worth. And that is what we all want. And your guidance card tonight is the star. The star representing this beautiful place of balance and trust in all of it. All the energy, all the different dimensions, right? It's like a miracle could happen, right? Yeah, it can, because I'm a fucking master manifester. Yeah, that is what miracles are. They don't just fall out of the motherfucking sky. I create them. It's that vibe. And yeah, you know you're capable of it. You know you're worthy of it because you know what you can do. You know who you are. And your beautiful card this evening, an added guidance card from my angel deck, is space clearing. Space clearing. Yes, everything that we have spoken about tonight in this episode has been around creating space for growth, for worth, for healing. So trust all of the process that there will be pain. There will be pain, but that is the process in which we need to feel, to release, to welcome in new. And I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. We will connect soon. Thank you for listening. Please comment, send me a message. Please share, please like, please rate the podcast. If you are enjoying it, leave a review and reach out if you have any epiphanies, anything you'd like to share. I'm always open and here, and you can reach me via Instagram at woman_kind or email me privately at narissa@womankind.com.au. We are a community and our healing is connected, and yeah, let me be a part of that. Sending you heaps of love, and keep trusting.